I was married from home, and I'll die in America.
Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to our Thursday night current events broadcast. I'm your host and the General of the Defender 7, Bobby Ormsby. Welcome. Before we get on with our show, I need to read our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on the Defender 7 radio show and Facebook page are those of the callers and or authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the Defenders 7. Now, with that out of the way, again, I hope everyone enjoyed their Father's Day, all you fathers out there and all you mothers that take on the position as fathers and mothers. As for me, it was a great day. It's right now it's a rainy downpour day today here in South Carolina, but it comes with the territory. Anywho, so tonight, because, you know, rules for thee, but not for me. And I hope we get a lot of call-ins. I hope we get a lot of participation. I kind of bite my tongue and hold my breath on that one. But anyway, if you're new tuning into us, be sure to check out our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Now, before you hit that join button, just know we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout all we do here in the Defender 7. And yes, folks, we are not a militia. We are a humanitarian American patriot group. Also, check out and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're on MeWe. We're on Instagram, Telegram. Be sure to check us out. Now, for tonight's show and all the shows we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we enjoy it when you call in, participate. That number to call is area code 914-205-5773. Too shy to talk on the phone? We're also live right here on Blog Talk inside our chat room. So I get everybody to light up my switchboard, call in, participate, give me your thoughts, your opinions, your feelings, everything on what's going on around not only the country, but around the world, and what are your thoughts and opinions on the recent indictment of President, worthy of the position, and what are your thoughts and opinions on this current administration hiding behind their weaponized DOJ, FBI, all the alphabet, and covering up for his son. Come on, call in, people. Share your thoughts and opinions with us. We're on here from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern until I start getting call-ins. Here he is, my sidekick, my major ass pain, Miss Lorna Munson.
And the crowd goes wild, rah! Again.
How are you?
Tired, but good.
Yeah, we got a rainy day here.
Oh, we need rain so bad.
Actually, just started like about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah. No, we need rain really bad. And that corn is supposed to be knee-high by the 4th of July, and I bet you it's only 6 inches tall, if that.
Oh, I bet.
But it'll get there. Supposed to get rain this weekend, hopefully. But it always has to wait till the weekend.
Right. Yeah, it's, I mean, past couple of days it's been off and on raining. Nothing like what's going on right now. Like I said, it just started. And it's like a heavy straight downpour.
Oh, wow. I guess my aunt just said it's nonstop rain there for days in Florida.
Wow.
She said she don't want to go buy a rubber boat. Well, I guess it passed about banning the gas stoves.
That is so asinine.
Yeah, and now you know what they're doing? Now they're trying to ban dishwashers.
Yeah, I saw that like a month or so ago. But I thought that they put a stop to all that stupid shit.
Nope. They're just taking your mind off it with other stupid stuff. I guess as far as the gas stoves in New York and one other state, you cannot purchase one. Now, I don't know about the people that already have one, what happens with that. But if they break, they're not going to be able to get any parts for it.
Right. But supposedly when they first started talking about it, they said that if they did pass it, you had to pay for it to get, you know, converted.
Now, fuck that. I hate electric stoves. Absolutely hate them. And then if everybody goes to electric, what's going to happen to the power grid? Same
exactly.
Stupid shit that they're doing in California with the cars. Oh, can't have gas cars, got to be electric. And they already have problems with the power grid. How stupid.
That's what they want to do. That's what they want. Mm-hmm. They want a huge blackout because they're pissed off.
Yep. Yes, sir.
And the way it's going, it's, you know, it's not us worrying about what country's going to do an EMP attack on us. It's going to be our own freaking country.
Yep, just like everything else, it's all inside. Destroy with from within.
I love the point out. I don't know if you've read it or seen it, but they censored Adam Schiff. Mm-mm. Oh, yeah. They had like 200 and some odd votes to censor him through the because of his Russiagate lie. Yeah, I watched a little bit of it last night when they passed it.
They found that submarine too.
Yeah, I heard it imploded.
Yeah. I wonder.
Well, that's what those billionaires get. Don't do your research. Mm-hmm. How many times has that submarine gone down that far? Because apparently,
right,
from what I've read, it's only made two or three trips down.
Yeah, and I don't know if this is true or not, but it was being controlled by like a game stick or something.
Yeah, that's I read that too.
Yeah. I don't know. People are just getting...
I guess when you got that kind of money, you know, it doesn't bother you to pay $250,000 to take a little trip down under the ocean. But I don't care if it was a dollar tour. I would have checked that thing out and waited until it had at least six or seven trips down before I'd step on board it.
I don't think I would even, I don't trust anything. And everything that's made these days is crap.
Yeah.
I wouldn't get on nothing like that. And, of course, you know, I'm sure the majority of the parts came from China, so what does that tell you right there? It was made to break.
Yep. Yeah, so that's one of the reasons why I wanted to get on tonight, because, you know, this is bullshit. That if it was me, you, or any American out there, and we defrauded the IRS, or we tried to illegally obtain a handgun, we would get the full max sentence.
Oh, I know. Yeah, and they just brushed Biden kids' charges under the rug again.
Of course. And in the same breath, you're going to sit there and say, oh, well, we really need to take all these weapons off the streets.
Yeah, I was watching something about taking the weapons off the streets, and this gal was going through all these names that was killed by a gun, and she throws George Floyd's name in there. He wasn't killed by a fucking gun. That was an overdose.
That's your brainwashed freaking leftist.
Yep.
How the hell they can sit there and monumentalize him when he was nothing but a freaking crook?
I know. They had a big old celebration for him down there in the cities. Third anniversary.
Well, you know, they had to redo it, but they put up a memorial for him in Jersey.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah. Friggin' idiots.
Yeah. Hey, let's go commit some crimes. Maybe we'll be memorialized or whatever you call it.
Right.
We're the wrong color.
I just don't I just don't get where their friggin' thoughts are, where their heads are at, besides up their asses.
I don't know. I still think there's something shady with that submarine thing. There's got to be more to it than just that.
Oh, yeah. Nowadays, I question anything.
Yeah, because the CEO of that company was on there, and some sheik and his son, and a couple other people I don't know. But
yeah, they're claimed to be well-known millionaires.
Yeah. I'm assuming a couple of them are from Canada because it was a Canadian.
Apparently, the Canadians are the ones that found it.
Oh, really? I didn't hear that. Somebody just posted something about it, and I asked, oh, they found the sub. And they said, yep, 1,600 feet away from the bow of the Titanic. And he said there was submarine debris everywhere. So he said they didn't feel a thing when they died.
Right, but that's what I'm saying.
They ran out of oxygen before it sucked in or whatever, that imploded.
Yeah, they were down to like 40 hours worth of oxygen or something.
I've seen 6 hours this morning.
This was yesterday that I read that.
Oh. Yeah, and that does not make sense how they cannot find it. I mean, they're looking through airplanes. Well, what about the sonic hearing thingies that you stick in the water? Hi, Stephanie. How are you? Up for you. Come camping up here. I'm still waiting. I got a spot reserved. Oh, he's... Rolf's doing good. He's not liking the heat.
Yeah, I can't say blame him.
Yeah, it's like 90 here.
This weather here is bipolar. Beyond the shadow of a doubt.
Yeah, and then we have the Canadian. It's been raining every day?
Every freaking day.
But yeah, I told you some of that shit up here.
Maybe it'll get rid of some
of
the Canadian.
It's been off and on.
Well, send some up here. Maybe it'll get rid of some of that Canadian wildfire smoke.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Yeah. Now it's slowed down raining. Now the sun's coming out.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Friggin' idiots.
Yeah. Yeah, Ralph's having a hard time because the air quality isn't good, and he's got asthma, so they're trying to keep him indoors. Yeah. He got to have an overnighter with my daughter and her, that puppy that I had that I was going to keep that I decided, no, I better not keep it. I gave it back to my daughter, so he got to visit his little baby girl.
Aw.
And her big MJ and Apollo and all the grandkids. And I guess there was a fight who got to snuggle with Ralph last night. And I'm not a proud winner of the gun raffle. That's why I ran to babysat, because I couldn't bring him down to the cities with me because it's too hot. And Mike don't have air conditioning.
You didn't win me my Benelli?
No, and there was a couple of Henrys, too, in there. One of
was
them
there a couple
of
Tom, Dick, and Harrys, too?
And, no, I don't think, no. No. I got to turn the fan on. It's warm in here. I shut the AC up because Ralph wants to hang outside.
Yeah, we're our AC took a shit here.
Yeah, these motherfuckers to fix it because I'm
waiting for these assholes to get in here to fix this shit.
Yeah, no doubt. I don't really care for AC. If it wasn't for Ralph, I wouldn't have mine on. But I should have had it on when I left because my butter melted.
Well, I'm the same way, but I worry about the dogs.
Yeah.
And plus, especially in this area, you don't get much of a breeze in the windows, so I have to have it on because otherwise I'll sweat my ass off at night.
Right. I don't like sleeping hot.
No, me either.
Yeah, Ralph is sitting right outside the door waiting for all his weekend buddies to show up. He gets treats.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
He's the mascot. Oh my God! I found these cookies. You got to find some for Oreo and Toby. They're puppy butters. They look like Oreo cookies, but they're peanut butter for dogs.
Really?
Yeah, Ralph loves them.
Huh?
They even come in a wrapper like Oreo cookies, except for it's purple and white with tan-colored cookies. It's in the treat section at Walmart.
You'll have to text me the name of them.
I'll send you a picture.
Or that, too, yeah.
And then that wristband thing went through, too, I guess. So now everybody that has one of them wristband thingies are now a felon. 10 years in prison.
The brace.
Yeah, the wristband brace or whatever you call it.
Yeah,
The thing that was made for disabled veterans with one arm.
Right.
It is now illegal.
But that's not nationwide.
I thought it was. No. Well, I think it's going to be just like the vaccine or whatever. It's going to be whatever state feels fit to enforce a stupid law, they're going to, and the ones that have common sense aren't going to. And then what's really weird is they don't know how many those things are out there because they said there's anywhere between 10 and 40,000 or something like that. That's quite a big difference between numbers.
Yeah.
And the only ones, I believe, if I heard this right, the only ones that are turning it in is the ones that bought with credit card and not cash. Because it's on record that they bought it.
Yeah, because that's why the ATF keeps on breaking the law and going into these gun shops getting people's information.
Well, what's really funny is ATF can't make the law. It's got to go through the Congress and then get signed by idiots. And it never did. So how can they make it law? It's a rule,
exactly.
Not a law.
Exactly.
which means all sleep have to abide by it.
That's why I said only a few states have adopted.
Well, Minnesota is right on board with it, believe me. And
oh,
I'm
yeah.
sure New York.
Most of your blue states are.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest state pushing it, aside from California, the other bigger state that's pushing all these gun stupid laws is Illinois.
Yeah, that don't surprise me. And Minnesota. That Governor Walz, he could be Biden's brother. I swear to God, he acts just like that fucking retard.
I don't doubt it. But, you know, and it's just like we've been saying the past few radio shows, you know, it's, again, and that's why I named tonight's topic, you know, rules for thee, not for me.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's exactly how they're treating us.
Yeah.
Well, yet come November, you'll still get them same fucking idiots. Oh, don't want nobody Republican in office, so I'm voting for Biden.
Yeah, I know. It's just stupid. Oh, Ralph's on the move. Oh, number plate. Oh, yeah, he's chained. And then he gets stopped. Hold on a second. Hey, you don't need to be over there. We're busy right now. Come on. Come on, you. Pull it in. Dog shit.
That's it. Like I said, it's the same. Nothing's changed. They're still trying to push the same bullshit laws.
Okay, I'm back.
Trying to push the same bullshit laws and.
Okay, now I'm back.
Everybody acts surprised when the shit pops up. Well, you're the ones that voted for the shit.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, and then... What about all them explosives that disappeared on that train?
Yeah, you don't hear nothing more about it, do you?
No. I just heard about it because Mike was going through all his YouTube stuff.
Yeah, well, we talked about it, I believe it was 2 weeks ago when it happened.
Oh, where was I?
You were on here.
But was I?
might have been longer than that because I think it was one of the Thursday nights that Mike was on too.
Yeah.
the last show that he was on. But yeah, and it's just like I said, you know, in the chat room this morning. They're probably holding it up until, you know, and wait until Democrats lose the election, and then they'll use it.
You're right. Yep.
But I've taken notice down here, we've had more shootings and more stabbings and stuff in the prison, in the jails.
Yeah.
Yeah, like there was like three in one day this past week. That, and they're going after a lot of the sheriffs too. They just arrested one from Newberry County, which was I had you up there. That's the country up 26, heading towards Greenville.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, their sheriff just got put in jail for voyeurism on, you know, taking pictures.
Oh, wow.
Yep. A few deputies, they've been busted for, you know, excessive force. One was for following a victim home.
Huh. Now I just was reading, now you get, it says Biden NHTSA just killed your right to repair your own truck. So now you can't even fix your own shit.
Yeah, but they've made it so that unless you've got computerized stuff, you can't do nothing with it.
No, well, it's worse than that. You have to have a license now to have one of them OSB things to go in and check and see what is wrong.
Shit. I guess they'll be coming to arrest me because I got one.
Yeah, I know quite a few people that has one. It killed your right to access wireless OBD, citing hacking concerns, but is the government serious about both the right to repair and security? Shouldn't it require automakers to keep wired OBD ports until they can invent a safe alternative?
The other thing too, the idiot FDA just approved them to start selling us that chicken's the first thing that they're making in a petri dish.
Yeah, I just seen that too. Lab made chicken. And I guarantee you Walmart will be the first one in line to buy that shit.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be your new McNuggets at McDonald's or wherever.
Yep.
And who knows what else they're putting in it. I know it's not going to be something for our good, because why else would they put, like, trisodium phosphate in your food?
Right. Well, not only that, but it's everything that they're doing like that all comes down to the mRNA, you know, it's like DNA. That's another major concern.
Mm-hmm.
So my parents always used to say, you know, these scientists keep screwing with nature, it's going to come back and bite you in the ass.
Yeah. Huh. Canada is on fire and big oil is the arsonist.
Yeah, they bought supposedly, I don't know if it's the fires in Canada or California or Jersey, but the arsonist they caught. They caught one guy.
Canada, they found, I know that there's more than one. I don't remember how many, but I know that there was a few people arrested for the arson.
Yeah, but they said that, like I said, I'm not sure which state it was, but or even if it was in our country, but they caught the guy, and here he made donations to the Democratic Party.
Oh. Oh, hold on a second. They're going to go. They're kidnapping Ralph. I got to go give him the leash. All right.
So anybody listening out there, call in and give us your thoughts and opinions. Join the conversation. It's what we're here for.
You can go for a ride. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello. He wouldn't go for a ride. He got up on the golf cart, but he seen that I wasn't going with, so he said, screw this, and he got out of there. So, all right. Let's see. I don't know. There's a bunch of jibber-jabber on it. I'm not going to read it. Oh, now where is he going?
Yeah, see, that's what pisses me off is that, you know, they've got all this evidence and hard facts on the Biden crime family, but yet they're not doing anything. Like, They got another IRS agent tells the House committee there was meddling with the Hunter Biden case.
Yeah, and my aunt just heard that on the War Room about Biden's family got just busted bigger than shit for sex trafficking. You're wandering around like a
Huh. We've always said that there's enough evidence in that, in the trafficking alone, that that the Democrats are, and even some Republicans are involved in.
Yeah, I'm done with both sides. I think as citizens that still have common sense should be the ones taking over everything right now.
I know.
The upper authority can't make common sense decisions. Like allowing litter boxes in the fucking bathrooms. You gonna come in now? Come on. Ralph don't even get a litter box inside, so why should teenagers have a litter box in their high school or junior high? Come on.
Right.
Come on, you stubborn ass. Come on, so I can cool it down in here for you.
And not only that, but the books and having these friggin' transgender reading books to kids in school.
I know. That is the most sickest thing ever, I think.
Yep. And it cracks me up because they still, to this day, will not admit that there's only two genders.
Right.
And
there he comes.
Still to this day, they won't give you answer on what a woman is.
Oh, I know. They can't. I don't know how that can be that difficult.
I know.
Sorry. Gotta shut everything back up again because now Ralph is inside. Had to turn on the AC. Where are you going to go, Ralph? Up there. Okay, there you go.
It's just sad that they totally screwed not just the country, but, you know, our kids up.
I know. Well, me and my daughter have a little debate on this transgender thing. She's kind of iffy on it. She's like, if they have years and years and years of counseling and they're over the age of 25, then maybe. But none of this in junior high school kids, none of that bullshit.
No. Hey.
But
I'm
100% totally against it.
Right, I am too. But the thing is if that's their choice, let them make that choice when they're old enough to be out of the house.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm okay with it if the taxpayers don't have to pay for it and they pay for it out of their own fucking money. Then, you know, it's whatever. But don't be stuffing that bullshit down my throat. God made two genders, male and female.
Right.
And then they're trying to get it changed on their fucking birth certificate? Really?
Yep. That's like I was watching a little bit of that, you know, the Durham hearing yesterday.
Yeah.
John Durham.
Not sure who that is.
The one that had opened up the investigation on Russia collusion.
Oh.
And on Hillary Clinton and all that. The investigation.
He didn't get Clintonized.
Like 5 years. What's that?
He didn't get Clintonized.
No, not yet. Yeah, he testified for the whole day yesterday.
Oh, wow. Biden mocks gun owner, says they'll need an F-16 to take on the government. Sounds like a challenge.
Yep, that's the second time he said that.
An invitation.
Yeah. But like I said, that's the second time he has actually said that.
Huh. Now he says he taught it for 4 years and he had 6 years in law school.
Yeah, just add that to as many other lies.
Biden missed deadline for declassifying intelligence on Wuhan lab and origins of COVID-19.
Yep. If that doesn't tell you that he's definitely in the pockets of the Chinese, then I don't know what else.
Yeah, people are too brainwashed.
But yeah, the so-called Hunter Biden scandal, that pisses me off to no end, though.
Yeah.
He's just getting a friggin' slap on the wrist.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start seeing Americans that get pulled over for different shit, turn around and say, oh, well, you know, Biden's son got off, so let me off.
Exactly. Oh, here we go again. Wisconsin, Minnesota dairy farmers are forced to dump thousands of gallons of milk. I can't find no information on the Biden Hunter's bull crap.
Oh, shit. If you want to see that, you got to go on YouTube.
Oh.
That's where most of that shit's being said. That's just like, I had a laugh last week when I saw it, but that dipshit Mayor Adams in New York City telling all the New Yorkers that have, like, you know, an extra room in their apartment to let these illegals move in, and they'll pay them $125 a week or something.
Oh, wow. I'm trying to find what plant in Wisconsin got. It's something to do with the wastewater. Oh.
What?
Sarah Schmidt, Vice President of Marketing for AMPI, told Wisconsin State Farmer that the reason milk is being dumped is the flooded condition of the market. With fluid sales declining dramatically and schools mostly closed for the summer, there's more farm milk than processors can handle. Oh, bullshit. I drink, just me alone, I go through at least a gallon of milk a week.
Right. And that's just like, I don't know how true it is, if it was just, a shocker or a joke, but supposedly Elon Musk wants to fight Zuckerberg in a cage match.
Oh, funny. That would be freaking hilarious. I'd pay to go see that.
Heck yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Elon Musk declares cis and cisgender will be considered slurs on Twitter that can be punishable with suspension. So he's for transgender?
You know, I don't know what his deal is, because one minute he's with us all, and the next minute he's talking off the wall. Because you got to remember, too, he's the same idiot that said, when they come out with the chips for your brain, he wants to be the first one implanted.
I know. My daughter was telling me about that today. Or not, Rob was. It's one that you can use your phone by seeing it through your eye and pushing the side of your face to talk. Yeah. You go right ahead. Elon Musk, see where that gets you.
Right.
Kayla Lovedahl has already transitioned and detransitioned at 18. Now, how can you detransition? And now she's taking her doctors to court.
I don't know. None of that shit makes any sense to me. That's just like the Pentagon and some other federal agencies, their computer systems got hacked again.
Right. Yeah, that goes to show you right there. She was 11 or 12 when she decided she wanted to be a boy, and by 17 she's like, oh, that was a mistake. If you can't get a tattoo before you're 18, then you shouldn't be able to get a dick or get your dick cut off.
Right? Yeah, and that one congresswoman, Boebert, she entered into Congress the first parts of impeachment on Joe Biden.
Say that over.
Lauren Boebert. The Republican congresswoman, I think she's from, like, South Dakota or something.
Uh-huh.
She brought up the rules for impeachment on Biden.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know how far it's going to go.
Yeah.
What they need to do is they need to impeach him and get him the hell out of there.
Uh-huh. Oh, here we go. Trump appointed prosecutor who cut deal with Hunter Biden told House GOP he had ultimate authority over case. Oh, and then Biden says they have plans to build a railroad from the Pacific all the way across the Indian Ocean. They can't even keep the rail, the trains on the tracks in the on land.
Oh, I know. Yep, there it is, lab-grown chicken to be produced and sold for first time in U.S. with FDA, with USDA approval.
Yeah, well, now I just run across an article for cattle producers waiting for an FDA for feed additive products that could reshape industry world. Are these ranchers, are they getting stupid too?
You know, again, I guess if you flash the right kind of money in front of them. Because, you know, looking at it from their, you know, from a point of view of theirs, is they either take the money and close down or risk losing it all.
Yeah. It's all because of the cow fart again.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
And the other thing they keep bringing up, too, is another thing that we've been talking about a lot is China and all these other countries coming here and buying up farmlands near our bases. And that now China is going to build a military freaking training facility in Cuba.
Oh, really? They're moving it now to Cuba? Adding to it, I should say, the ones that they already have in the United States?
Yep. 100 miles off the coast of Florida.
Hmm.
So what's that tell you?
Yeah. We're getting surrounded. Maybe it wouldn't be a bad idea to move to the Philippines.
That's what I'm saying.
It's so fucking hot there.
Yeah, it's hot here too.
Not as bad as the Philippines though.
Oh, no, 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 but they don't, the humidity isn't as bad.
Oh. I don't know.
Plus you get rain on one side of the street and the other side it's sunny.
That's been happening around here, too. I mean, we haven't had rain for a while, but I've seen it where rain on one spot would be dry on the other. Ah, Mark Zuckerberg accepts Elon Musk's challenge to fight. Just say where. The Musk does. Did you see that one yet?
That's probably the one I was just talking about.
But he accepted it.
Yeah, because Zuckerberg thinks he can beat Elon. Elon is a black belt in jiu-jitsu. And Zuckerberg is also some type of master in jiu-jitsu because he's won competitions.
Yeah. Oh, now this is interesting. It says that Zuckerberg wrote over a screenshot of Musk's challenge, as well as the response, LOL, I love you, Elon, but you better start training, with the word, send me location. At the Vegas Octagon.
Yeah, that's where all the elites go to watch the fights.
Oh, Zuckerberg is Brazilian jiu-jitsu for over a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't trust Elon Musk either. He's all over the place.
He is.
Oh, wow. Did you see this one? Where Japan's sterilization law of victims includes 9-year-olds?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah. I'm clicking on it. If it'll load. Japanese sterilization law victims included 9-year-olds. 2 9-year-olds were among the 25,000 people forcibly sterilized in Japan under its post-World War II eugenics law, a parliament report has revealed. The law, in place for 48 years, forced people to undergo operations to prevent them from having children deemed inferior. Many of them had physical or cognitive disabilities or mental illnesses. The law is widely recognized as a dark chapter in Japan's post-war recovery and was repealed in 1996. Oh, that's an old story. On Monday, Parliament released a long-awaited 1,400-page study based on government investigation, which began in June of 2020. It acknowledged that about 25,000 people had been subjected to operations, more than 16,000 of which were performed without consent. Some people were told that they were undergoing routine procedures like appendix operations, the report disclosed. Local government at the time had the power to arbitrarily assign the surgery. The 2 9-year-olds who were sterilized were a boy and a girl, the report said. An 80-year-old victim who was forced to have the surgery at 14 told local media, the report was proof the government had deceived children. I would like to the state not to shroud the issue in the darkness, but take our suffering seriously soon, said the victim who wished to be known as Saburo Kida. Critics of the report say it does not address why it took nearly 50 years for the law to be scrapped, nor explain the reasons behind the creation of the law.
Damn.
Tokyo apologized in 2019 and agreed to pay each survivor 3.2 million yen. Then Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said the official apology that the eugenics law caused great suffering to its victims. Other countries, they have had forced sterilization policies, include Germany, Sweden, and the U.S. They have also apologized and paid reparation to surviving victims. Huh. Ah, damn it. And Riley Gaines is back in the picture again. Or I think they're going after somebody for making them change in the janitor's room during that competition when that transgender piece of crap competed and was changing in their dressing room.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that yesterday.
Why can Wisconsin heal itself? New series provides insights into state's most vexing health problems. Oh, that's nothing.
Yeah, see, again, back to the Hunter Biden, it says whistleblowers say IRS recommended far more charges, including felonies, but they never brought them forward.
Yeah, why do they even bother saying anything if they're not going to do shit about it?
Exactly.
Police department apologizes over image of black man used for target practice. Oh, wow. The submersible pilot's spouse is a descendant from the famous Titanic couple.
Huh.
Oh, did you hear this one? As Titan sub stirs global interest, many draw attention to hundreds of migrants missing at sea.
No.
Okay, but many on the social media are calling out the disproportionate response to the Titan sub in comparison with the recent tragedy off the coast of Greece in which a boat carrying between 400 and 700 migrants capsized. Only 104 have been rescued, with 82 found dead and the rest unaccounted for. Oh, I get it. It's the unfairness stuff. If you're not a millionaire, you don't get found.
Yep.
Uh-oh. They're fighting over water rights over in the Navajo Nation. The Supreme Court rules against them.
Yeah, isn't that the deal where they're trying to take the water and take it overseas?
Mm-hmm. I thought they were trying to take the water and bring it down to, what is it, Mead Lake in Arizona because it's drying up? Because they were talking about rerouting the Mississippi to down there.
Yeah, but then a couple months ago, we discussed it on the show, something about that they're taking tons of water and sending it overseas.
Huh. I'm kind of skimming through it. I haven't seen nothing on this article about that. and says, of course, if it is not surprising that a treaty ratified in 1868 did not envision and provide for all the Navajo's current water needs 155 years later into 2023. He said, under the Constitution's separation of powers, Congress and the President may update the law to meet modern policy priorities and needs. To that end, Congress may enact and often has enacted legislation to address the modern water needs of Americans, including the Navajos in the West. For such thought, said the promise of a permanent home extended in 1868 treaty secure some measure of water rights for the Navajo. The government owes the tribe a duty to manage the water it holds for the tribe in a legally responsible manner, he wrote in dissent. In this lawsuit, the Navajo asked the United States to fulfill part of that duty by assessing what water rights it holds for them. The government owes the tribe at least that much.
Huh.
Uh-oh. Ex-FBI analyst sentenced for retaining classified documents with extremely sensitive national defense info.
Yeah, but yet they're letting Biden slip by with the 1,800 boxes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. U.S. District Judge Stephen R. Bowe sentenced Kendra Kingsbury, 50 years old, of Garden City, Kansas, to 3 years and 10 months in federal prison without parole. Kingsbury pled guilty on October 13, 2022, to two counts of unlawfully retained documents related to the national defense.
Huh.
I'm gonna see. Oh, come on. Get on there. Move it. Not going nowhere. I can't do it right now. Oh. Oh, there we go. And now I'm going to probably get put in Facebook jail.
But yeah, it just cracks you up to see those that are in power that have the money are those that don't get charged with anything.
Right. There. I'm going to jail. Probably. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty warm today. It's going to be the same, I think, tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday. I think we're supposed to get rain. You talked Stephanie into coming up here yet?
What's that?
You talked Stephanie into coming up here yet?
We're working on it.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It's 30. By then the smoke should be gone. A lot of waterfalls in this state.
Oh, no doubt. I'm all these years I've been down here, I'm finding a lot more down here too.
Yeah, I want to go to some of these I've never been to, but they're all kind of like in the middle of Wisconsin, on up north, I think. If the kids had a decent vehicle that could fit all of them, I think we'd do weekend trips and go visit some of these parks. And if the kids, the oldest, they weren't working.
Right.
This is a beautiful state, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, from what I saw when I came up to get you.
Yeah, and I found more.
It was a beautiful ride.
Mm-hmm. Well, all the way from here to out there is just gorgeous, the whole trip.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Except for the detour into Chicago. That kind of sucked.
And watching you swerve back and forth going down the mountains.
That was scary as fuck. I was about pooping myself. Well, I was. Oh, man. Yeah. But made it in one piece. Got to see beautiful country.
Yeah, that's, you know, and that's why I don't mind just up and taking off and going places.
Right. And Ralph is knocked out cold. He is TKO. God, there's a few things I wanted to talk about tonight, and I can't remember what they all were now. The chicken thing. And whatever else he talked about earlier. And no one's chiming in again.
Yeah, it kind of pisses me off.
Fucker.
Zucker, what?
Stupid ads they keep throwing in there's something when you're trying to read. Or trying to force you to use some goddamn cookies. I get enough ads without that bullshit.
Right.
Let's see what. Oh, come on. Now it's froze. What does the military area have to say? Pentagon spying on social media. Get in the exact locations to protect top officers from negative sentiments. U.S. military should attack Mexican cartels. Most Americans say, probably are saying, hell yeah. Chinese military training facility in Cuba in the works just 100 miles off U.S. shores. There's one that you were just talking about.
Yeah.
Ukrainian T-72 tank that ran over MRAP seen in new ground level video. Lockheed backs next gen engine for F-35, drawing rebuke from Pratt. Russian attack helicopters show up in force on the front lines and have been putting dents in the Ukraine's armored something or other. And let's go to wildlife, too. Let's see what the wildlife thing is. Unusual unidentified animal spotted in southern India, Indiana. Holy Hannah. massive grizzly bear dwarf storage shed. Questions are raised. That thing is freaking huge. Holy Christ. Oh.
Yeah, they're having a lot more and more sightings of bears down here.
Oh, really? They're all over the place up here.
Yeah, well, this is the first year that we've heard as many as they can report.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it's, you know, apparently, again, it's got to have something to do with the weather.
It has something to do with what?
The weather.
Oh.
Something spooking them.
Right. Well, it could be all that shit they're spraying in the air and they're trying to get away from it.
That too.
Trying to find a safe haven so they don't get poisoned. They always say watch the animals, but see what they do if they run. You better get your ass moving. All right, where'd you put my scissors?
Your what?
My scissors. I gotta break into another bag of chocolate chips. I was gonna see if they had a guess at how much it weighed, but that thing is freaking huge. The grizzly bears are charging in Yellowstone National Park too. Ooh, that ought to be a good fight. A coyote jumps fence and goes nose to nose with a pit bull in California Park. Oh, it's hopping the fence in Chula Vista, California. We were just talking about there.
Yeah.
Oh, the coyote only weighed approximately 30 pounds. No, he gave up. I see a little coyote just down the road from here. Those are getting kind of out of hand around here, too.
Yeah. Yeah, they're even being found, like, you know, roaming suburb streets.
Yeah, they're known to do that in the cities, but they're kind of like pigs in the city, so they go, coyote is a free meal animal. Whatever they can get their paws on, they'll eat. And,
yeah.
Oh, in the cities, it's just nasty down there.
That and a lot of foxes are being seen in people's backyards.
Well, fox ain't so bad. They keep the mice and that kind of population down. They're not.
Yeah.
They're good to have around.
Yeah, and a lot of times they're only there to have their babies because they feel safe.
Right. Massive alligator terrifies tourists, beach and zoo at the same time.
Yeah, that's the other thing that they've been reporting down here on the coast, too, is a lot. They've been seeing a lot of great white sharks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right off of Myrtle Beach.
Huh. Well, this alligator was off an Alabama island. Can't really tell on video. Let's see. How long they have been reported. And this is a 10-foot alligator. Terrified Florida beachgoers this past October after it emerged from the salty depths of its waddled its way ashore. I didn't think saltwater alligators got that big. Oh, here you go. A giant 1,500-pound great white shark just showed its head off the Carolina coast.
Yep.
Oh, dear God. Is it legal to eat a horse in Illinois? Yep, it's already starting. They can't afford food. Now they're turning to the animals.
Yep, it's going to get bad as third world countries. People going to start, you know, killing dogs, cats.
Yeah, Rob was saying something that they're trying to pass it in the states that you can eat dog and cats because that's what China does. I haven't seen nothing on that yet.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Killer whales are not our friends. Oh, let's see. What else can we talk about? Let's see what's in science. Scientists find cannabis compound inside a totally different plant.
Huh.
Are Americans really becoming less intelligent? Well, if the way people are acting right now don't tell you, then you're an idiot.
Right.
Elon Musk preparing to launch his explodey Starship rocket once again. Recent thermal activity reported on Yellowstone's Geyser Hill. New features, new eruptions. I gotta turn that thing down. It's cold in here. Shutting it off. Oh, food. What does it say about food? Can you eat Spam raw? Woman is shocked when she compares ingredients in American ketchup versus Canadian ketchup. You think? They're trying to kill us. They've been trying to kill us for years.
Yep. All right, you might as well bring this to a close.
All right, because I'm running out of stuff, and I'm tired.
Yeah, me too.
U.S. approved chicken made from cultivated cells, the nation's first lab-grown meat. And I just read somewhere else in someone, I don't remember exactly how it said, and you can try it if you can afford it, it said. I wouldn't try it. I wouldn't spend $1,000 on fake meat. Yuck.
No. Don't want none of it.
Mm-mm.
Well, I appreciate you, as usual, being with me on here.
Yep.
To all you listeners out there, start calling in.
Am I your only friend?
Yeah, you're my only friend. God bless America. God bless our children, our first responders, the missing, our military, and God bless the Defender 7. Good night, everybody.
Good night.